You, it's competition time. We are really looking forward to hosting our Wild 24 events this year. 24-hour coaching journeys with the wild, packed with mindfulness, adventure, wild swimming, and fire. And there's only 18 spots left available on the rest of our events throughout the year. At the end of the episode, we'll be setting a simple challenge for you to win a free place on a Wild 24 event of your choice this year. So if you're keen for an opportunity to reflect, refresh, and reconnect with the wild, stay tuned and get involved for a chance to win.
Hi, I'm Cormac.
And I'm Josh.
Welcome to The Living Project.
Be true, live wild.
A big The Living Project hello to all our listeners and community across the world. Spring is in the air in the Northern Hemisphere. The relief and the promise of new life is palpable. In the Southern Hemisphere, particularly in Australia and New Zealand, summer has been clearly embraced. Adventures have been taking place in the wild. They're being planned and others are clearly in progress. Love it. At the same time, we must also take a moment to acknowledge the incredible hardship, pain and loss, the beautiful kindness we've seen in people, and the unknown long-term impact of this global pandemic we're all living through. Within our small but growing Living Project community, it's time to take a short reflection of our third season. So today we're going to do the following. We're going to honour and reflect our amazing guests. Josh and I are going to reflect on our own human journey and our learning as podcasters and human beings. And thirdly, we're going to share some exciting plans as we roll into spring and summer in the UK. Oh, and did we mention we have a cool competition? So keep listening. Okay, so let's start by reflecting on our wonderful guests that we had in season three. In addition to both Josh and myself, we had six guests: Sarah, Ali, Adam and Laura, Claire and Jason. So I'm wondering, Josh, how has season three been for you?
Yeah, I think it was, we did some interesting stuff that we wanted to try. We kind of, you know, we reached out beyond our kind of, I suppose, immediate circle around the world and interviewed some ordinarily inspired, you know, people that we've been introduced to and explored their relationship with the wild. That was really interesting. Different to other seasons, all our guests were based in the UK this time. Definitely missed an international element, missed doing a podcast with an Aussie or someone over in the States for sure. So keen to bring that back. I think part of this season as well has been about refining our approach to, you know, we wanted to go deeper, we wanted to go longer, we wanted to kind of move away from the immediate, fast, clickety-click, short, sharp, punchy approach and really commit to exploration. And I think we've got, you know, further along that journey, and I'm enjoying, you know, what that looks and feels like a bit more.
Yeah, cool. So what do you think we've learned from the guests that we've had during season three?
Let's run through them, shall we? We had a conversation with Adam and Laura, the ultimate adventure couple in my eyes. I really enjoyed their symbiotic commitment to and yet conflict with living an adventurous life. And I thought it was really hilarious that they said that they're quite serious people and they don't have a lot of fun. Yet I think what you realize when you engage with Adam and Laura is that, you know, kind of almost their whole life is very conscious, and it's fun by nature. Like, they're doing, you know, they're living a life of adventure. So while they might not hold themed dance parties with margaritas around a swimming pool or you know, be doing stand-up comedy, actually their life is very conscious and very fun in its existence. And I really, really enjoyed hearing that. That was a really cool thing for me. After Adam and Laura, then we had Claire, the wild ocean soul. What did you get from Claire, Macca?
Yeah, Claire is somebody that I had met once. So unlike Adam, who we know through the expedition industry, Claire was somebody that you didn't know, and I only knew a little bit. So that was a little bit different. So I really enjoyed reaching out to Claire and speaking to her and getting her story. You know, it's a interesting story, isn't it? It was one of somebody who was a very successful lawyer, but had a crash precipitated by personal circumstances and needed then to go out in the world and find a new why for her life. And she's done that and found healing through water. She told us a lot, didn't she, about getting into the sea in Brighton and how much why that's so important for her. And her new why about, you know, being eco-inspired and providing a new coaching program, which she calls One Life, One Planet, One You.
Yeah.
And that was really exciting to hear Claire's story. And, you know, what was great about it was, well, we didn't know Claire, but having shared with her story now, I feel that we do know her, and it making those connections is what this living project is all about. And I enjoyed making that connection with Claire. We also connected with Sarah Lister.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on our conversation with Sarah, Josh?
Yeah, Sarah's conversation was really interesting. I loved her commitment to an understanding that, you know, change is not linear, that, you know, it's a process of asking yourself questions. You know, people often laugh at the concept of a kind of a life coach, and they sometimes get a bad rap. But actually, you know, being able to ask yourself powerful questions and take the time to answer them, or have someone, i.e. a coach, ask you powerful questions that you can take the time to answer and kind of explore. And, you know, and she, you know, she described that very human journey of thinking, well, if not this, then what? And then kind of going through various answers before she came, you know, to almost kind of a settling of where she finds herself now, working in a way that's completely in line with her values, in an environment that she loves, but also with the knowing that things can and will change in the future. I really enjoyed that, and I can imagine that Sarah, you know, up in the Peak District doing her podcast, doing her coaching, her career coaching, be someone I'd actually really love to engage with in that process if I was ever to want to approach it myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, like if career change is something you're looking into, check Sarah out at abouttheadventure.com. Then we had a really powerful conversation with Jason Lemazurier, Cormac. What did you what were your takeaways from our chat with Jason?
Yes. Well, Jason, I think what defined his story was a life-threatening accident that he had, which caused him to have, and his family, to go through quite a crisis. He had that kite surfing accident, and he inspired, I believe, through talking about his journey of recovery and how he's managed that. But more importantly, acknowledging that the real stars of his story were his family, and particularly his wife Liz, and acknowledge that without her and them, he just wouldn't be in the place that he is now. But also, I think what Jason has kind of shared with us is, in his case, that we do have crises in life, and whilst that is shit and that can be really hard, and it can remain hard for a long time, even in that midst of that difficulty, you can find something new, a new opportunity. And right now, he's in his recovery, he's reaching out to others who may be going through something similar to what he did, and to businesses, and trying to support them through their crisis. Mm-hmm. So that was really inspiring. And yeah, lastly and not least, we connected with Ali Hollest, and he shared some really interesting insights into his own personal issues with mental health, didn't he, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Ali shares with us this kind of innate, passionate belief that being out in the wild, as we are supposed to, as we were created, part of this wild thing, the wild within and the wild without, like being out in that is incredibly supportive, almost in a way without having to kind of write down the logical reasons why. It just is supportive and beneficial to our mental health and to our well-being, that it's good for the soul because it is fundamentally a part of us, and when we remove that part of us, that part of our soul is gone missing. It's searching, it's looking, and I really valued Ali's honesty about, you know, again, not a linear journey from kind of there to here, a bumpy, rocky, forwards, backwards, roundabout journey that involves him constantly having to find ways to, you know, reconnect with that wild in order to be what he sees as the best version of himself.
Wonderful. So season three is coming to an end with this podcast, and I think we've just acknowledged our guests, and we're very grateful to them taking the time to share with us all of that great stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you, guests and listeners. If you missed any of those episodes, they're all available on Apple, Spotify, or directly through our website, where you can check out the full stories with any of them. Thank you so much, guests. We really appreciated having you on the show. Okay, let's move on to learnings for us. Not necessarily, you know, just learnings about this creation of the entity that we love, the Living Project, but what we've learned as kind of humans throughout, you know, the time period of season three. So I'll ask you first, Macadie. What have you learned about yourself through season three of the podcast? It's been winter, it's been lockdown, and life itself has been progressing, and our podcast and our whole approach is linked to the ride that is life. So what's this whole season of life taught you?
Wow, yes. Well, it's, as you said, it's been winter. And for me, I think winter is to some degree about hibernation. And I'm really happy that we chose to do and acknowledge that need to hibernate during part of this season. And that's allowed me to kind of take things slow and switch off from work, and to turn my mind to other things. So I spent some time with you, with regard looking at the business, but also with my wife, Carrie, and just doing some kind of personal, what we call admin and reflection, and making some sort of plans for this year ahead. So winter has also confirmed to me how much I love spring, and spring is in the air. You know, we've had enough of winter now. Spring is in the air, and it's bringing hope and the kind of the feeling of new life around the corner. So I'm really excited about that now, and it's just reminding me to you know, live in the moment, make plans, but don't think too far ahead with them, linked to that, you know, we have some fantastic, exciting work plans for the future, and I have some exciting plans with Carrie as well right now. So I'm ultimately just trying to be grateful for having winter, for moving into spring, and just being in this moment. Yeah, and of course, Josh, you know, during season three, we told our own stories as part of, you know, we were guests, if you like, and we interviewed each other. And, I'm just wondering, how did you, a number of weeks later, how are you feeling about that experience?
Yeah, I think that's been it's an interesting experience. And I think the reflection on it is kind of ongoing, but not, also not that serious. But I have reflected on it at times. And I think one of the most powerful reflections on sharing that story came from, you know, one of our guests from season two, and, you know, fully engaged member of the Living Project community, Peter Cox, sent us in some feedback specifically about my episode. And I think there's a reality that, and I'm sure this is shared by everybody who chooses to share some of their story in whatever way or however way that they choose to do that, that, you know, that I felt vulnerable sharing some of my story. I mean, yes, I was aware that it's just a snapshot, and I consciously chose not to publicly share all the gory details involved in some of my story. But it's a tale of then. It was how you know, all these stories are stories of then, aren't they? Of how we feel about things then. But that still involves a degree of vulnerability. And when Peter incredibly bravely reached out and shared his personal connection with my story, I was really sad to hear that he recognised some of the destructive behaviours. But I was also affirmed and moved in myself, almost kind of reassured. So that feedback itself prompted, you know, some reflection on how I felt to share my story, and just that little bit of connection from somebody else, I suppose, left me with a more content feeling about the process of putting myself out there.
Yeah, you know, why do we tell these stories? I think we're telling these stories, these human stories, because we believe that the telling of the story is cathartic and important for the person telling them. I mean, in this case, me, and also of use and of to others who may be listening. So there's something very human or egotistical within me anyway, where I was thinking, right, I'm going to tell my story. And, you know, and like you, I felt a little bit vulnerable, but I felt the need to do it. And I shared something incredibly important that's going on in my life with people that I had a year ago now, I had a leukemia diagnosis. So it was a big thing for me to articulate. And I suppose, you know, I was expecting or hoping for some kind of response. But, and this is a massive learning for me this season, I didn't get any response. Of course, you know, I've got lots of people around me, who close friends and family, who love me, who do respond to that. So that's, you know, I'm in a healthy place, you know, nevertheless. But I realised that was important to me. So I had to examine, why was that important to me? And so I think what I've learned on is that people are out there listening, processing stuff in their own way. And just because I share, it's not necessarily important. And I'm no longer expecting a response in the way that I think I should get a response. I've got to allow people to process what we're sharing, not just with me, with all our guests, in their own way. But having said that, whilst Pete Cox's feedback was really important for you, it was really important for me to hear him responding to you, because it just signaled that yes, there is a community out there, and there are people that are hearing, and that what we're all sharing has some absolute human benefit. And that was so affirming of everything that we're trying to do with the Living Project. At the same time, it's brave to do. And I thank Peter Cox. But I don't expect that everybody is going to feel that it's their time or that they're ready to do that. I know, though, that they're doing it at home with their own community in their own way.
Yeah.
And that I think I've tried to put into a place to say, do you know what, Cormac? That's enough. It's not about me. It's about something much bigger than me.
Yeah, I also think it's a very interesting thing. Obviously, we have a lot of experience of the expedition world, and there's a lot of attempts within that world to try and own the outcomes or quantify the outcomes of a powerful experience, whether that's an expedition or a sharing. And I think that's an ongoing learning for most of us, is doing things, you know, because you believe that they are right and worthy and something that you want to do and that you believe is worth doing, and then kind of casting it into the wind and letting it do its thing, and kind of letting go of wanting to know what that does. And I think that's the hard thing to let go of, but I also think I think it's quite a cool thing if we can think about those things.
Yes, absolutely.
It's funny, because you never totally let go, do you? We all actually love and thrive on a little bit of affirmation every now and then. I think my final reflection is on actually becoming a podcaster and that interesting journey. Doing season three through winter and a third lockdown here in the UK has taught me a lot about what I value in this process. And having kept myself to myself for quite a while on my boat, reaching out and engaging in the journeys of others through this podcast has been really special. And it's provided, I think, both of us, but certainly me, a real confidence in the journey we're on with the Living Project. However, as that building and falling in love with reconnecting again has taken place, I've become increasingly frustrated in the remote approach. What we've done has been wonderful, but we know that like the power and the depth and the real connection happens, you know, face to face. And it's become clear to me that you and I are both about this real connection and slow exploration. There's so many people I can't wait to reconnect with in real life who have magical stories and relationships with the wild. And I really want to capture those in person, in real life, preferably in the sunshine.
Yes, looking forward to it. So it leads nicely on to thinking about our exciting plans for moving forward. So tell us a little bit more, Josh, about what you, me and Dave are going to be getting up to.
Who is Dave, I hear you ask? Dave is the Wild Bus, a 20-year-old camper van that has joined the Living Project family over winter. We kind of want to take this podcast forwards and move these, you know, wonderful wild stories that we're having from a remote place into a physical place. We're still going to do some remote recordings, obviously, because we want to get perspectives on the wild from, you know, people in other countries and other parts of the world. But we are taking the Living Project on the road in the Wild Bus for a number of episodes of our season four. We're going to, you and me, later in the year, in May time, when we're, fingers crossed, allowed and it's safe to do so, are going to jump in Dave and we're going to spend a week visiting our favourite people in their favourite wild places in the country and recording our podcasts physically with them, either in Dave the Wild Bus or outside if there's not too much wind.
Wow, sounds absolutely amazing. Can't wait to get stuck into that.
Yeah, it means we're going to have a little, you know, a longer break between you know, this season three and season four. But I think just getting out there and doing the podcast a little bit differently is going to give it a really passionate, real life, in-depth connection that we've got close to so far, but can't wait to get even closer to.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what it was meant to be about in the first place, until we had something called COVID-19 come along. So yeah, can't wait. We've been very patient with this, but this is exciting times.
Right, let's move on to our Wild 24s. Are you curious? Are you looking for a fun opportunity to ask yourself some questions? Would you love to step away from your normal for a bit? From structure, from routine, from the social media cacophony and be truly present in an epic environment? Would you love to just get out there and be in the wild, stripped back to basics and have an adventure? Would you love to do something that leaves you with a deep inner calm, existing alongside a palpable sense of excitement for whatever comes next? If the answer to any of these questions involves a little, or a lot, of excitement, and a tentative, or wholly committed yes, please come and join us on a Wild 24 this year. Cormac and I have spent the last decade working with the wild to facilitate powerful personal and group experience, for others and for ourselves. We can't wait to share some of the cool shit we've picked up along the way in these 24-hour coaching journeys with the wild. We immerse ourselves in the wilds of Dartmoor, take time to reflect, ground ourselves through mindful moments and sleeping outside, and we work with fire to burn away the old and ignite brave new dreams. We refresh ourselves in wild water, and we share the adventure with love. If this lights your fire, it'll be right up your street, and we cannot wait to meet you. head to the website www.thelivingproject.life. Check out our 5 Wild 24 events this year beginning in May. We want everyone to be able to choose to enjoy these opportunities, so payments on a donation basis. So pay what you can, get signed up, and join us in the wild. Good for your mind, good for your body, good for your soul.
Absolutely. I heard something recently that there's more man-made stuff in the world than there is natural, organic stuff in the world. That was shocking to me. So I really feel that we don't need more stuff in our lives. We need more real human experiences. And I think the Wild 24, not I think, I know, the Wild 24 is the absolute antithesis, the opposite of stuff. It's about an experience to nurture the soul, the heart, and we're going to connect with ourselves, with others, and with our planet in a much more healthy way. So that's what the Wild 24 is all about. Awesome.
That leads us on to the competition. Those of you still listening, you're going to be in for a chance to win a free place on a Wild 24. Tell us how they can do it, Macca.
Yeah, right. Really simple. Listen up. So do a post on Insta or Facebook about why you love the wild. Tag us in. We'll put all entries in a hat and draw out a winner on the 1st of April. So watch this space.
See, it's that simple. Do a post on Insta or Facebook about why you love the wild. Tag us in at It's The Living Project. All entries go into a hat and we'll draw out the winner on the 1st of April. And the winner will receive a free place on a Wild 24 day of their choice this year. Too easy.
And a wonderful prize, I think, Josh. That is absolutely awesome. Winning a free place on a Wild 24. Woo! No, don't give yourself more stuff. Give yourself a human experience.
Oh, there we go. See, every guest we ask for a little piece of wisdom at the end, and you've just done ours off the cuff.
Oh, yeah.
On that note, let's wrap it up and say, you know, thank you once again to our incredible guests who've shared their story with us throughout season 3. Thank you to Adam and Laura. Thank you to Claire Osborne. Thank you to Sarah Lister. Thank you to Jason Lemazurier, and thank you to Ali Hollist. Thank you, listeners, for listening and being involved and sharing the journey with us. We really enjoy these podcasts and we cannot wait to get out on the road and record with some people who have really cool relationships with the wild in their wild. They're going to take us out into their wild and then share their story with us. We cannot wait. As we said, there's going to be a bit of a delay. Season 4 is going to launch on the 21st of May, but we really look forward to seeing you then with our more exciting approach of being out in the wild in real life. We hope you've enjoyed this season. We really look forward to sharing the next one with you. Thanks so much. We look forward to seeing you again. In the meantime,
be true, live wild. You've been listening to The Living Project with Josh Bulpin and Cormac Davey.
Enjoyed it? Please subscribe, follow, rate, and share with everyone you know. See you next time.
Be true, live wild.